Hello everybody, I'm George Milam. So thanks for coming to my channel. I'm talking about the fallout from the death of Jason Arday. In case you don't know, Professor Arday, he was Professor of the Sociology of Education at the University of Cambridge. And he was appointed that role at age 37, was the youngest black professor ever at Cambridge. Only 1% of academics in the United Kingdom are black, as opposed to a general population of about 4%. But the black community is disproportionately young, so a lot of them would be too young to have a PhD yet. Right, other things. So then it was revealed that almost his whole life was a lie. He lied about being nonverbal as a child, and he lied about all sorts of achievements, about sort of academic organizations he's a member of. Probably most gravely, he had plagiarized a lot in his PhD thesis, and that is proven beyond the penumbra of doubt. He lied and lied and lied, and he should never been awarded a PhD. He should never got that professorship at Cambridge. Perhaps he had his abilities. He was excellent at sport. He'd got a degree in PE from St. Mary's University in London, which is, you know, one of the lower rated ones in the UK. It's staggering that someone who'd been to one of the most modest universities in the UK would end up as a Cambridge Don. The United Kingdom has got about 150 universities, and obviously there's a hierarchy of them. So he was appointed for solely racist reasons, is because he wasn't white or even brown. So there would have been dozens of people who applied for that job who were rejected for exclusively racist reasons. Now, obviously, there are outstanding black intellectuals, black people awarded Nobel Prizes, have been loaded with ulcers for academic honors who really deserve them. Here's one who didn't, and perhaps they're whites who were promoted as well. People say, what about all these whites who committed plagiarism? Okay, I mean, I don't know of such, you know, extensive plagiarism by any white academic, though no doubt there are white plagiarists, okay? And obviously they should be hung out to dry as well. You know, if you commit even one act of plagiarism, your academic career is over. There should be the rescission of that PhD and so on. People say, what about Professor Alan Dershowitz? Yeah, I know the Norman Finkelstein thing. I can't remember what it was that he took some quotations from, was it from Time Immemorial by Joan Rivers? Was that in an academic article? I don't know the bottom of it, but I mean, Dershowitz, I know, is a grifter, a pathological liar, and an apologist for genocide. So I've got no brief for him. I mean, if he's guilty, fine, you know, take away all his degrees and sack him too. But this is about Jason Arday. But I did not want Jason Arday to die, okay? I wanted to be sacked, okay? He resigned, probably rescission of at least his doctorate. And you see, he defrauded these people. He was given an academic job that he wasn't capable of doing. You know, if you lie about your qualifications or cheat to get those qualifications, that's fraud. If I said it was a dentist and you believed it was a dentist and performed dental work on you, even if I did it properly, because I'm not a dentist, that would be fraud. You know, if I cheated to get whatever qualifications. And Cambridge University may well have to refund undergraduates, maybe even postgraduates, their fees because they were taught by someone who shouldn't have been doing so. And yeah, anyway, so that was it. And then he went to London and unfortunately took his life a few days ago. So, you know, there are psychiatrists who say those who commit suicide are selfish, although those they leave are behind. I wonder if that's too harsh. He was autistic. Is that an excuse for lying or whatever? All right, he doesn't perceive the world the way most people do. Needed more support and family and friends. Did they realize how bad this was? Called the Samaritans. Seek psychiatric help, something like that. But I didn't want him to die. I didn't have a single person want him to die. I've come to the least bit of harm. And the fact that he ended his own life doesn't mean that I have to tone down my criticism of one iota, okay? I didn't kill him directly or indirectly, and nobody did anybody else who told the truth about him. Jason Arday killed himself. Nobody else is responsible for that, okay? So he shouldn't have lied all the time, lied about his those sporting achievements, lied about his fundraising, achievements. Okay, everybody tells porky pies. You know what? I haven't always been entirely truthful myself, but there's a spectrum, and it was sort of off the scale for dishonesty. This is a Trumpian level of dishonesty. So there we go. So the Good Law Project, surprise, surprise, which is this far left lawyers organization, they are very eager to exploit his death to the absolute max. And then they were lying and lying, saying that he hasn't committed plagiarism, when he most definitely has. These allegations are entirely false. No, they're not. I mean, maybe some of the allegations are false, but they're certainly not all false, and that they were sustained and malicious. Well, I think they were in good faith, and we now know that they are true, and they have been proven. So that's it. So he resigned on the 5th of August, and he took his own life on the 14th of August. So that's it. The family said there's a cabinet of misinformation. I mean, there might have been some lies told about him. I don't know. But certainly some of the accusations were valid. And harassment. Now, harassment is what followed when you don't want to be followed, is communicated with persistently against your wishes. He was a public figure, okay? And he was hailed and lauded. He was given the standing ovations, really. He was a panelist on various shows. He was an opinion former. So he invited media attention into his life. And that doesn't mean you can just get rid of the press whenever you want it, you know? So you could have kept his head below the parapet. And if he hadn't lied his ass off, none of this would have happened. Nobody forced him to tell these lies. Nobody forced him to commit plagiarism. And that is, you know, taking somebody else's work and pretending it's your own. The one thing that makes the university go absolutely ape is if you commit academic fraud, which is what he did on a huge scale. But because they're so racist, they say, oh, black people are allowed to do it, but, you know, whites aren't. Whatever happened to equality? All right. So, yeah, Lord Simon Woolley saying he was hounded to death. But just because he committed suicide, you know, this is not reasonably foreseeable, a vicious witch hunt. Well, it wasn't, because, of course, witches don't exist, whereas plagiarists do. Stand up to racism. They're saying it's racialistic. Well, you know, nobody's saying it's bad because he's black. So DEI is not DEI at all. It's not diversity, equity, inclusion. It's discrimination, is exclusion, and is injustice. And the DEI people, they pushed him into a position that he shouldn't have been in to do a job he wasn't capable of doing, had a slender selection of academic publications. By the way, I don't have a doctorate. I haven't even attempted to do so. I haven't published any learning articles, and I'm no good at sport, and I've not raised money for charity. So I'm not lying like he is and claiming to have accomplished things that I haven't. Okay, so they're the Good Law Project saying, oh, well, the media can't self-regulate, so therefore they want to come in and they want censorship so they can relentlessly advance their far-left racist agenda. So it's about albophobia. Nobody should be mistreated on the account of his or her race. That includes black people, white people, brown people, yellow people, people of any combination of any races or ethnicity, not defined by color. And so what was wrong with equality? What is wrong with that? You know, they say equality harms no one. Okay, but obviously the far left don't think so, because they just want to discriminate against the racial majority. We do not have a racism problem, we have a race problem. I mean, I think there's not very much racism in the United Kingdom. I'm not saying that whites are generally victims in the United Kingdom. Don't think most whites are. I think some whites are sometimes victims, and perhaps ethnic minority people are too. So we should just admit that we've largely defeated racism a generation ago and be happy, and we get on just fine. Instead of the racism industry, the far left, which have just taken over the public sector, much of the private sector, banging on and on and on about it and making people unhappy and inventing problems where there aren't one, and so on. Okay. So that is Jason Arday. And don't let far left people exploit his death, because they'll be trying to squeeze every last blood out of his corpse so that they can get the law changed, so they can censor people, that they can cancel people, they can oppress people, they can deprive us of our rights. Anyway, so yes, you know, it's a pity that he's dead. If I could magically bring him back to life, I would do so. Okay, if there was one word said about him that could have been not said, and therefore he'd be alive, I would unsay it, you know. I feel sad about his death. I don't feel guilty about his death, because I didn't contribute to that even in the tiniest iota. Were there other commentators who said things were untoward or untrue? I don't know. Possibly. If there were, please bring them to my attention. Anyway, do what you can to work for racial equity. Thank you and goodbye.